Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jamma.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Because you're here with us.
That's
and
right.
We couldn't be more appreciative.
And excited and enthusiastic.
We are alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. Woo! Alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. Woo! Alive, awake, alert. Alert, awake, alive. Alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. We're talking about affirmations this morning.
Yes.
The words we speak, the sing-songy little inflections that come out of our mouth, it makes a difference.
Yeah, even the ones that stay inside our head make a difference.
Become your own cheerleader.
Oh, I love that.
You know, when I was little, my mom would make me this little corduroy cheerleading outfit. I hated that it was made out of corduroy, but that was the only material that they had at Creative Fabrics that was red and blue. So that's what we went with. And I'm very grateful because I was the only one in town that had a cheerleading outfit.
From the age of 3 to time that you joined the cheer team.
To 8.
Yeah.
So I got to stand on the sidelines with the cheerleaders and I got to do all the cheers. My dad was the coach, and it was like a privilege to be out on the track with the cheerleaders and along the court with the cheerleaders. Now, while I was doing that, I was learning all the cheers. For example, A-W-E-S-O-M-E. Awesome. Totally. I was the only one that got that right on the spelling test, by the way. It was because I knew the cheer.
You're 5 years old and you're already spelling awesome.
Now, do you think because I was practicing that in my head and singing it all day on the recess, I was doing it at home, in the car, everywhere I went, I was doing that cheer in my head. I was teaching it to all of the kids on the playground. I was doing it on the sidelines. Do you think that seeped into my subconscious somewhere?
Yeah, so you're learning it over and over again. You're repeating it over and over again, and you're not allowing room or space for any of the negative vocabulary, any of the negative phrases that would bring you down. So I would imagine that you were up.
Even if I didn't know what it meant, it just had a high vibration.
Yeah, it is a high energy. And that's the
high
whole
vibration.
I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. When we do that little chant,
when
we don't have energy, even if we believe, like even if we're telling ourselves over and over again, I don't have energy, you change the words and you change your physical state a little bit by doing the movements that go with it. You're telling your body and you're telling your mind, I am alive, awake, alert, and enthusiastic.
And I'm going to be real.
Every single time.
No, I'm going to be real. This morning, Jason and I, we weren't very alive, awake, nor enthusiastic. We were kind of...
And we didn't get out of bed.
Dragging our feet. We were a little slow on the alarm clock.
Yeah, we didn't get out of bed and go, boy, do I have enthusiasm.
And we were having day-old cold coffee, if I'm to be honest.
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right?
That's what happened.
And we even thought, oh my gosh, it's time to do a podcast.
Time to make the donuts.
Because time got away from us. And we were up a little late last night. We did get excited about a project we were working on late last night.
Yeah, we worked on it most of the day and then into
and
the
next
night.
Thing
it's one
you
of those
know,
things where time just gets away from you.
Okay, so then this morning we were not prepared. So what do? We sing our little song and it's almost like magic. We put ourselves into a state. It raises our energy. It raises the words we're telling our brain.
Yeah, and if we continued in that cycle of telling ourselves, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I want to take a break today, we just would have done it. And that's because our body's going, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're going to stack the evidence one way or the other.
I'm going to be really vulnerable right now.
Do it.
Okay.
That's what our people are for.
Okay. I'm going to be really real. Really real. I have been catching myself when there's something that I don't want to do or something that I feel I forgot or something that I should have done, that something that was on my list. I've been finding myself saying, oh, fuck. Excuse my language, but I've been finding myself, sometimes I don't say it out loud, but I've been saying it in my head. Have you ever said that? Oh, and you use the F sound.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of things that I think, and when we start paying attention, because a lot of times we don't have that awareness of this is the pattern I'm creating.
And there's this, literally my teeth kind of purse my lip and I start making that and I kind of go into that, there's an energy there. Like I'm disappointed in myself. Like I have forgotten something and now I'm in a scurry. Like, oh gosh, and there's this worriness, this anxiety that falls over me. I feel overwhelmed.
It's an emotional light switch.
It is. And and I can feel it. And all of a sudden, now that I'm aware that I'm catching myself do it, I have now changed that F sound to how fascinating.
Fantastic.
How fantastic that I am catching myself do this, because I am creating this frenzy around me.
And your brain's going to be like, oh, she wants some endorphins and all the good chemicals going through her body because she's like fantastic.
And that's exactly what I have been doing, because we create our reality and we do it by the words we use. We do it by that inner voice that is talking to our brain. We do it by our energy.
And I'll be very vulnerable and just brutally honest here.
Please. Because that's what we're all about.
And you can probably go back and find a podcast where I was talking about I don't believe in affirmations.
Oh, well, let's keep it real.
I've talked to my coaches that I work with that when I first got into affirmations, I was like, they don't work for me, because having this awareness, I know that I would say the affirmation. And while I was saying it, I was thinking, you're full of crap. You're full of crap. That's not true.
Your brain is a bullshit detector.
Yeah. And so I would say the affirmation out loud in front of the mirror, and I would be looking in my eyes and I would say, you are so full of crap. You are a liar. Mm-hmm. And the more I said the affirmations, it demoralized myself. But what I did was I changed my internal dialogue, and I kept, like, I would say things that were true and that I knew were true, mm-hmm. and allowed that to build on itself. But what I'm realizing is, if we can just catch that internal dialogue, like you said, and change some of the language in it so it's not pulling me down. Mm-hmm. We want to always have the language and the actions that lift us.
Change it to a question of possibility.
Mm. That's, we talk about that all the
that
time.
That is really
empowering questions or disempowering trick. Questions.
Change it to a question of possibility. How can this be true? How can this be true?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago. I was on a call with about 300 coaches. And one of the things that I being aware of our word patterns, I said, you know what I hear myself saying all the time is what if. Just what if, and in the positive, because when you open up that what if, the curiosity is like a doorway opening into the possibilities. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're making statements to yourself all the time. Because mm-hmm. I used to hear myself making statements all the time, but anytime I'm working with someone, if they have a negative mindset or a bad outlook on the world, I say, well, what if? What if this is possible? Mm-hmm. Because that's not confrontational. It doesn't say your belief is wrong. It just says, what if? What if there's a different? What if it could be different? And then that just opens up a door for possibilities. And that's an affirmation in itself.
And in any conversation you have, like if you're in any kind, I mean, I'm thinking of just any kind of confrontational conversation, even with your spouse. And if you just throw in that, what if it could be this way?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, both of the parties can still be right in their stances, and yet there could be a third option. Whoa.
Yeah. And our brain is instinctually going to go, yeah, what if?
Right.
And then it starts looking for the evidence, because what happens is we tell ourselves these statements all the time. And if they're negative, our brain is going to look for the evidence in our reticular activating system to prove us right.
Mm-hmm.
But if we say, what if, our brain will start going, well, yeah, what if that could be? Let me see if there's evidence for that, and start stacking that evidence for you.
Right. So back to the affirmations. What if those affirmations could be true? So let's go back to the affirmations. When you are coming up with an affirmation, there are a couple key points that I think have really helped me. Number one, find words that resonate with your soul. Now, how do you find words that resonate with your soul?
Yeah, it's what's exciting to me. Like what gives me a little bit of spark? Like, or what do I really want to hear? What are those words?
Yes. So I know that, like, yesterday I really started thinking of words that light me up. Magnificent.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Unique. Is a word that lights us up. Outstanding. Is a word that lights me up.
Awesome.
Brilliant is a word that lights me up. Awesome.
Fabulous.
Is a word that has always lit me up. Fantabulous. I made that up a long time ago. It's a word between fantastic and fabulous, and I kind of meshed it together. And I, for some reason, that word always lights me up. But dynamic. That word, woo, superbulous, woo.
Enthusiasm,
optimism, enthusiasm, energy.
Excitement.
They're just words that, for some reason, those resonate with me. And they're going to be different for everybody.
And they do change the focus.
They have resonance. And when you say them out loud, they
create.
I was on a call yesterday with Robin Banks, who I just love this guy. He raises my energy levels, and his mantra is, I am brilliant and bright. I'm a radiant being of light. And he says that to himself every single day. I'm brilliant and bright. I'm a radiant being of light.
Yeah. So, and I think what one of the big things is fill the space with that. Like, have it just always on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you don't have the time or the mental capacity to hear or be aware of anything else that you might want to say. Like, this isn't working out for me. Like, even if you say things always work in my favor and there's always a beautiful lesson to be gained.
I know for me, I like to sing song words. And when I am out for my gratitude walk, I start doing them to a cadence because my wheels start going over the sidewalk. Yeah. And it starts kind of going, and it's almost like a heartbeat. Yeah. And so I start saying, God speak to me, through me, for me, by me, be me, see me forever. I am yours. Like I just start making these little rhymes and poems in my head. And the more that I say them, the more they become who I am.
Mm.
And it's almost like my subconscious mind starts saying them automatically. And then when I am on autopilot, which we are
a lot of times.
Often, more than not.
Even when you set your intention and then you put your attention on your intention,
mm-hmm.
you will land in autopilot. And that's one of the other things about taking a break every now and then.
And
we're not talking about that today.
We start training our brain to go there. We start training our brain to just automatically go there. And I find myself just God speaks to me, through me, for me, by me, be me, see me forever. I am yours.
The other day you asked me to play an uplifting song when we were driving in the car.
Yes.
And that's kind of one of those other things on there. So when we're listening to songs that are, they have the words, the lyrics that are destructive or the lyrics that are, I'm a creep.
Yeah, I know. And that's the other thing is I became very aware of the music I was listening to. And, you know, that song, I'm an idiot, I'm a creep. I listened to that for I don't know how long during my blue period. And no wonder I was feeling so down and out and in the gutter. Listen to the lyrics of that song.
And we listen to songs like in a heartbreak or something like that that bring the emotion and the feeling with to expand on the feeling that we're in, which
I
is
mean,
funny.
Listen to that song. She drives me crazy. Don't listen to that song. Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden you'll be mad at your spouse.
Look out, because here I come.
There you go. Now there's one.
And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Ooh, yes, that's the one. We want ones that make us fearless and fierce. Whoa. Now, fierce, there's a word that has resonance for me. Woo. So that's just a couple little tips when you're picking affirmations or words that really speak to you.
Just really listen to the words that you say out loud and words that you say inside your head. And when we talk about relationships, it could not be more true. Because you affirm other people through your thoughts as well.
Awesome. I think we'll end there. Thank you for listening and just keep living lucky. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.